Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Monday we get to talk to Keelan Lawson. We're doing it a little early now. Why don't we get to it?
It's Keelan Lawson with Nuts and Guts. Keelan Lawson's Nuts and Guts inside the city of Memphis Hoops. Mondays at 1:25 p.m. on the Jason and John Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Coach Lawson, how are you, sir?
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all doing all right?
Doing well, man, brother. We got a lot for you. We missed you last week. How's the family, man? Everybody okay? I think your mom was going through some at that point. Everybody okay?
It was Jessica here. She gone. Sir, yeah. Everybody's doing fine.
Good. I'll start with the easiest question I got for you, Coach. We'll start with the easy ones. Would Bluff City Legends have advanced out of pool play at the Peach Jam if you were coaching them?
Man, I don't know, man.
Come on, Coach.
I don't know, man.
What happened?
I wasn't there. So I really couldn't tell you what happened.
But I know you've heard, and I know you've had some firsthand accounts. So why did we not get out of pool play, Coach? What's the best thing, as far as what you've gathered, what can you tell me?
The other team just outplayed them. You know, from what I gathered, the other team just outplayed them. You know, that's the only thing I can see. Say there's no real help because I really wasn't there. Just to say, and I don't like to go off these sheets.
I got you.
Secondhand information, but I just think, because they was in the tough pool, man.
Yeah, they were.
They was in the tough pool.
And Takeover won it too, right, Coach? I think they ended up running the whole thing.
Right. So they was in a tough pool. Takeover was loaded, man. Takeover had
Walker.
I know. Well, I'm just talking about the guard play.
Okay.
They had at least five D1 point guards. Guards and combo guards, And when you run those guys in and off the floor, they'll wear down your guards if you don't have enough guards to match up with them.
Yeah, exactly.
I really can't say. It could have went either way. I think this is the first year and it was 5-6 years that, the Bluff City Legends formed the team, Penny, haven't made it to the, Elite Eight or the Final Four inside the Peach there,
Right. Now, I do want to ask you this, Coach. There has been a lot of talk about James Wiseman after the weekend. Obviously, he had a great game against Vernon Carey there on that first night. Jeff Goodman said if he was taking a guy first for a college program, he would take Cole Anthony. But he would take James Wiseman first if he was an NBA GM. So do you think James Wiseman is going to be that type of guy who's going to be a better pro than his college numbers will suggest?
Yeah. I think James will do good, because he has what they call the long-term upside. He's still young. He's 7 feet. He's long. He's athletic. Once he gets to a pro system and really learn and develop, I think, he'll have longevity in the pros. And he may be, better in the pros as far as going to college because I think in college the game is more of a wings, small forwards, and guys with the ball in their hands. And just depending on what college, that he goes to, just going to, feature a player around him. But mostly in college, most of your offense is ran through your small forwards are your stretch four.
Coach, we saw the news this weekend. Your son announced that he's headed to Oak Hill for senior season, talking about Chandler Lawson. Everything that went into that decision, you had talked about on the air with us that he was likely headed to prep school. How many schools were there? Were there a bunch of options? And tell me why you like Oak Hill. Why you like Oak Hill?
Well, you know, Chandler supposed to went to Oak Hill last year, but we prolonged it, you know, because he wanted to go back and play at East. So, you know, we did have other options. We had Finley Prep, Mount Verde, I had built a great relationship with Coach Smith over the years from when, Hamilton played and, with KJ and Diedrich.
Yep.
Played. I built a relationship with him and with Corey Alexander. So, you know, it was just the right time. And, you know, there's nothing much that Chandler can do here in Memphis, you know, as far as getting him better, you know, and by him going on the national, you know, playing the national schedule, playing his true position every day and every night, meaning that you got to bring it every day and every night. It'll help him, you know, prepare him, you know, for college.
What's his true position, Coach, speaking on that?
I see he's a small four. He's a 3-4. He's a 3-4.
And then is it tough at all in the sense that, we'd kind of been working on the premise that you're going to be get back into high school coaching, obviously, maybe whether it's at Wooddale or somewhere else. Was it tough in the sense that, he could play for Dad? I mean, you know what I mean? You'd have a chance to coach him as well. Was that a tough decision? Was this a no-brainer?
No, it was a no-brainer. He was going to go in, I'm not selfish like people think that I am. I'm not that kind of dude. It's all about what's best for Chandler. Mm-hmm. It's not what's best for Coach Lawson being a high school coach. You know, that's not best for me. So what's best for Chandler's future is him to go play on that national schedule every night and then get an opportunity to play for a national championship, which he would never be able to do playing for a high school here in Memphis.
Got you.
So, you know, that was something that, I talked to, Coach Smith knew that I was going to, eventually get a high school job, and he asked me, would that have anything to do with it? I said, no, man, Chandler, yours, As a matter of fact, he wants Johnson, too. So I said, no, I can't give up Johnson. I said, me and Johnson got some unfinished business we got to do in Memphis. I said, I'll probably give him, because I still got to make these people mad in Memphis. So me and Johnson going to still be a thorn in their butt, so.
Now you definitely do that well, Coach. There's no question about that. Every week I got people in my mentions about being mad at you. So it's
Hey, they don't need to be mad at me. I don't think I'm gonna tell them to be careful. So don't be mad at me. But I think it's gonna be, good for Chandler. Give him a chance to get away and really focus. Chandler only needed two classes to graduate. I tried to get him to graduate early, but my wife wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, wow.
He don't need it but two classes. So, that's going to be, pretty cool. He get a chance to work on his game. And Steve Smith is a hard coach. He's a hard coach. He's a hard-nosed coach. What I'm saying? He's going to hold you accountable for every play. And I think it'll be a great experience for him.
No doubt. We are Chris Hawkins. Coach Keelan Lawson joins us every single week here on the show. Coach, does Chandler Lawson have an offer from the University of Memphis?
Well, I haven't heard from Coach Hardaway or none of the coaches. They never called us and offered.
Well, what straighten me out.
My wife haven't heard from him.
Okay.
The last time I heard from a South Memphis, University of Memphis, was Tony Matlock called and wanted us to come to the league camp. That's all the time as far as, offering.
So they've never – because I don't know if there was some confusion.
I got it in front of me, Coach. Like April 20th, Giannotto tweets it out that he talked to Chandler, who said he just talked to Penny. He got the offer from Penny, Memphis, Kansas, Georgia Tech, his leaders. So, like, that one – they never – clearly that Penny and them didn't talk to you all, the family.
But at one point,
you know, yeah.
Well, let me say this.
That was April 20th.
Children may make suggestions, but parents make decisions.
I got you.
So talking to Chandler, he always talked to Chandler. But they don't make no decisions. But what I'm saying? So, as far as official offers, like every other coach I done talked to.
Yeah.
No, I haven't talked to them. Every other coach, Illinois coach, I talked to them. They offer. Ole Miss coach, I talked to them. They offer. Florida coach, they offer. So why they can't talk to us and offer us?
Okay.
So are you operating then under the idea that Chandler Lawson does not hold an offer from Memphis?
As far as I know, okay. If somebody ain't called and offered your son a scholarship, John, so is it an offer?
No, I mean, you certainly know the. I mean, my child will not.
You've been through it.
My child will be lucky to get a scholarship in anything, Coach. So I don't know how that necessarily goes. Like, I mean, but in your time, most of the offers have gone through you. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yes, sir. So who else is gonna go through?
Right. Family gonna know.
It gotta go through me or my wife.
Right.
They don't make you know. Children make decisions. Children make suggestions. Parents make decisions. Don't no child run my household.
So,
and then if it's something he want to do, we'll sit down and talk about it all together as a family. You know what I'm saying?
So, do you expect Memphis to recruit Chandler going forward?
I really don't know what to expect, man. You know, since they got all these other players that they're recruiting is better than him, so why would they need Chandler?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the fans say. Well, we don't need Chandler. We got other guys who we're recruiting way better than him.
Yeah, okay, I've been seeing that too, Coach. I've been seeing that too.
Well, fine. It ain't going to bother us. Because this is what you got to understand.
What do you think changed with them, Coach? Is that it? Like, they think they're going to get, you know, Trent. Obviously, Ryan Boyce, you and I talked about that. He's going to be on scholarship next year. You're taking one off right there that potentially could have gone. But did something change? Like, did Chandler, you know, didn't he not have – I thought he's had a great summer. He's played for a team, Bluff City Legends, is obviously one of the high-priority teams. Like, did something change with Memphis? Because at one point he was feeling pretty good about it. Like, did their approach change at all, or did it just go dark? Y'all aren't hearing from them anymore. And it just
– It just went dark on us, man.
I got you.
So I keep saying, you know, so now here's the thing. It started going dark on us, right?
Uh-huh.
So now, why do you think Ole Miss is in the picture? If Chandler want to stay home, he got to stay home somewhere close.
Right.
If Memphis ain't trying to recruit him, he don't want to leave his mama. So what's the next closest place he can go?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ole Miss.
You feel what I'm saying? So yep. they called him.
Let me ask you this. Well, you sense they're super interested in Jonathan?
Who did?
Memphis.
Nah, I doubt it.
Okay.
That's the number 14 player in the country.
He's number 14 in the country, Coach. You're telling me, it sounds to me like you're telling me that Memphis and they've decided we're just going to move on not just Chandler, like without the Lawsons.
Yeah, I think so.
How does that make you feel?
It don't bother me. I just told you. What they eat at their table don't make me shit, so it don't matter.
Right. And we know y'all going to be – you going to be straight. That's the one thing about y'all.
We going to be straight anyway. He's going to go to school anyway.
Yeah, that was
the – He's going to go to a Power 5 conference school anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So you don't think Memphis – is going to recruit Johnny Money?
No, I don't think so. Hell, they ain't recruiting Chandler.
What happens if they miss on Hurt, Coach, and miss on all these ones that are supposed to be better than Chandler?
Well, then you need to go ask the coaching staff there.
Got you. I got you.
What is the latest with Chandler in terms of the schools involved with him?
Well, right now I got SMU. You know, they calling heavily. I got Tulane. Coach Dunleavy, they calling heavy. They still got the same. Got Florida just coming in heavy. You know, all those schools are coming. This weekend they call, you know, they calling. They say, hey, man, Georgia Tech, Ole Miss.
You think they get Wiseman, Coach? Do you think they land him?
I think so. I think Memphis get Wiseman.
Wow.
Why Memphis? Why do you think he picks Memphis?
Because he'll be able to do what he want to do.
On the court?
Yeah, on the court, yeah.
You don't think he'd be able to do what he wants to do at Kentucky?
Well, you know how Coach Cal rolled, man.
And then with you, Coach, is it still the plan? Like I said, is it a done deal? You still have options in terms of what your plan is? You coming on back to high school? Is it at Wooddale? Will it be somewhere else?
Yeah. I'm going to Wooddale.
All right.
Wooddale. I told you, I've got to keep these folks mad, man. I got to keep drama.
Hey, look,
I'm trying to make sure my reality show be a hit, man.
Have you signed some paperwork on that? Is that happening?
Is Penny still the producer?
We're working on it now. Now I'm going to produce my own show.
I heard that, Coach.
I got some people behind me now, you know what I'm saying? You know, all those, man, it's amazing how people hate on you, but, man, you know, out of all that hatred comes a lot of love from other people. You know what I'm saying? With all those articles and stuff, I've been getting, man, they calling. They just want to know. They just so curious, you know. But now they're being curious. They got to say, you know, I'm going to leave y'all with this. One thing I learned, they said, you know, what make a person be successful? What make a person be successful when they have an opportunity to be successful? If you never get an opportunity to be successful, you won't be successful. You feel what I'm saying?
Amen.
It's a lot of guys here in Memphis that are way better talent than KJ Dedrick and DJ Jeffries and James Wyatt. There's a whole lot of talent walking around here in Memphis, but they don't have the opportunity. You feel what I'm saying? Once you get that opportunity and the opportunity comes, and then you go and you seek it and you conquer it, then you can be successful. Mm-hmm. But if you don't ever have an opportunity, you'll never become successful. So it's at a point now that we get all these opportunities. You can't help but to be successful. Oh, the reason why you won't be successful, you fail if you don't try. But as long as you have opportunities, you're always going to have a chance of being successful because you're going to do the best you can do, and then you don't worry about nobody else.
I feel you that, and I got one more because, Coach, I mean, we all want everybody to get along. Like, we want it to all be love here in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want everybody to be cool. I mean, is it all love between you and Penny? Like, you want them to succeed?
Yeah, it's all business. Ain't no, I'll take another person's business. Right. I got to do what's best for my family. He got to do what's best for his family. And if he feel like, you know, I don't know if it's him or the people to be, but I'm just saying, if you want to recruit a person, you will call and keep in styles and keep recruiting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just can't. I told y'all when he first got the job, he still got to do the same thing everybody else do. We just ain't going to give him Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he said that from Jump Street. Yep.
Yeah, you still, you know, just don't think it's going to be a layup.
Right.
You know, Chandler didn't go to Oak Hill last year because he wanted to come play for Penny. You feel what I'm saying? So if a kid turned down Oak Hill last year to stay at home to play for Penny, what make you think he wouldn't stay and play for him if you put that same pressure on him to keep him at Oak Hill, to keep him at East like you did last year to keep him going to Oak Hill? Mm-hmm. You got to do the same thing.
Yeah. I feel you. Coach,
I appreciate you setting it straight, man.
Yeah.
I hope they don't regret it. You've laid it out, though. We see what's going on, so I certainly hope they don't regret it. And I like that, like you said, it's all business, man. What we know, and John laid this out in the open, Coach, both sides going to be fine. Lawson's going to be fine, right? Everybody, you know, you going deep one, high level. They're going, you know, if you figure pinning them, going to be fine, and that's the thing about it. So, Coach, we just appreciate you. We're not letting you leave this J&J team if you're not going, baby. We want you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Coach. Appreciate
you, Coach.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Is Keelan Lawson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.